She took a deep breath and released it, as if speaking to me was a monumental undertaking. "You can't save me." "I did. End of discussion." "It's who I am." The plastic cup recoiled in her grip, crackling as the sides caved in and snapped back out. "It's who you forced yourself to be when she died."
"Don't blame my grandmother."
"You never let yourself mourn her." I power stirred the powdered cheese into the melted butter and milk. Her chair skidded across the floor.
"I mourn her every day of my life."
"No, you pay homage to her by sacrificing your sanity. That's screwed up."
"She saved me."
Her cup flew across the room at me. I ducked. The plastic cup bounced off the cabinet, spewing water and ice cubes on me before it rolled to its resting place by the table. My voice rose with my frustration. "You're barely here because of what you do in her memory."
"That's not true."
"You have an irrational..." "No, scratch that. Insane need to risk yourself to prove you deserve to be alive." John only knew three ways to react to people. If they were his superior officers, he obeyed them. If they were part of his squad, he helped them. If they were a threat, he neutralized them. So when the men surrounding him moved, he hesitated. Not because he was afraid, but because these men could have fallen into any of John's three categories. He didn't know their rank. They were fellow servicemen in the UNSC, but, at the moment, they didn't seem friendly. The two men flanking him grabbed his biceps. The one behind him tried to slip an arm around his neck. He hunched his shoulders and tucked his chin to his chest so he couldn't be choked. He whipped his right elbow over the hand holding him, pinned it to his side, and then straight punched the man and broke his nose. The modern history of computer and video games is the story of game designers ascending to very powerful positions in society, effectively enthralling the hearts and minds and directing the energies and attention of increasingly large masses of people. Game designers today are extremely adept wielders of that power, no doubt more adept than any game designers in all of human history. They have been honing their craft and refining their tactics for 30 years now. And so it is that more and more people are being drawn to the power of computer and video games, and finding themselves engaged by them for longer and longer periods of time for greater and greater stretches of their lives. Amazingly, some people have no interest in understanding why this is happening or figuring out what we could do with it.